my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to Tea Time with Becky. I'm your host, Rebecca Reutz. I invite you to come along with me on this beautiful journey. Here, we'll talk about spiritual enlightenment, alignment, and how to build the life of your dreams through creating your own reality, how to break free from limiting beliefs and conditioning, how to set healthy boundaries, and how to live a passion-filled existence. These will all be in small segments that you can enjoy over your morning cup of tea. And from time to time, we'll have longer segments with beautiful souls on how they've created their most aligning and passionate lives. So let's dive deep together. Hello and welcome back to the Tea Time with Becky podcast. It has been way too long since I've been here. I would like to apologize a little bit that it has been an entire 4 weeks since I've recorded an episode. However, it just didn't flow in those 4 weeks. It wasn't aligning, and how inauthentic would that have been for me to force that to talk to you? So I am back today on October 31st. Happy Halloween. And I'm just excited to chatter and vibe with you today. I don't have anything scripted at all. I don't have any notes. I just kind of want to talk to you about Halloween, what it looks like for me, what people generally think it looks like, and how it really isn't anything like what people usually think it looks like. And then I just want to talk about ease and flow a little bit, because it's something that I've been asked about quite a bit. So let's just dive right in while the thoughts are hot on my mind. So I want to start out with Halloween. So Samhain, the Pagan Sabbat, the last Sabbat on the wheel of the year. Generally, people celebrate it as the end of the year. So leading into the new year on the wheel of the year being November 1st. So generally speaking, when I tell people that Halloween is one of my favorite holidays, they always assume that that means that I deck the front of my house out, and like in decorations, and I love watching scary movies and just all the things, and even that I'm sitting here in costume right now. But in reality, I actually put all of my Halloween decorations away last night. So the day before Halloween, funny enough, I put all my decorations away. It isn't really about the commercialized version of Halloween for me. I put all of my silly, tacky, fun decorations away, and I pretty much just keep out the more traditional feeling decorations. And I actually can't even tell you the last time that I watched a scary movie. I have seen quite a few, but I actually do not like scary movies or shows at all. Like, not at all. I tend to try to be fairly particular and picky about what I consume, and I do not enjoy consuming anything on TV that causes me to feel bad on the inside. So I don't like putting those feelings of fear in my body. I don't like being sad or nervous when I watch something. So I'm really, really particular with what I consume. So we actually do not watch scary movies at all in this house, and the only Halloween movies that I say we do watch usually are pretty much like children's movies that are a little bit funnier. Hocus Pocus is one of my favorite movies, and it has been since I was a kid, but I wouldn't really consider it to be a scary movie at all. So yeah, we do not watch scary movies, and that is actually just not up my alley at all. I've been asked already today if I'm dressed up, and I'm actually just in jeans and a comfy Halloween-y themed t-shirt, because Halloween for me is really on the day more about just slowing down and being mindful with what I'm doing. So I usually try to always do a Halloween dinner, which usually is some sort of a hearty meal, a roast of some kind, some carby vegetables. I try to keep it a little bit colorful if I can. And that is my main focus for celebrating Halloween. It is on the dinner, and it's just my family. We don't invite a bunch of people over tonight. I've actually decided it's just my husband and I. And when I do sit in circle, I think I've only done that with other people maybe once or twice, depending on where Halloween falls during the week. But generally, I do it solitary. I sit in circle. I sit in stillness. And I allow myself to just sit in gratitude with my ancestors, really just giving thanks to all of the family that came before me and any ancestors that I am aware of or am not aware of that want to be present in that stillness with me. I do have candles that I pull out solely on Halloween. They don't get lit any other time of the year. They do come out for dinner and for that circle aspect. But it's really just for me about honoring that traditional aspect of honoring my ancestors and sitting in stillness. And also about releasing or allowing that deathing period of anything that is ready to fall away, that I'm ready to let go of moving into that new year. So I am going to kind of use that to flow into the other segment of talking about ease and flow, because I've been asked so much lately by so many people of, okay, but how? How do I incorporate flow? How can I schedule it in? How do I make flow happen? Which I always giggle about, because I'm like, you just can't schedule it in. But I've thought long and hard about it. And I guess talking about sitting in stillness in circle, that would be my best advice on how to quote unquote schedule flow in, would be allowing time and space for you to sit in silence. And I know that this can be really, really difficult. I know that it is a really big struggle, and I understand, because there are times when I also really, really struggle just sitting in stillness. But scheduling time, if you can, to literally just sit in stillness and do nothing else, like without a guided meditation, without anything, just allowing yourself to sit or lay in total silence and total stillness, and just feeling into that and just being in your body in that moment with nothing else planned. That is, I guess, scheduling flow. And I get asked, like, well, when does it get easier? And honestly, it just gets easier with practice. The more you just allow it to happen, the more you just take those small moments in your day to just take a breath and trust the feelings in your body. If you're doing something and you get this overwhelming feeling of like, oh, this just does not feel good, I really feel like I need to do blank, just doing that, just getting up, breaking the schedule, and just being like, I'm just going to flow and I'm just going to ease into this instead and then come back to this, even if it's just for like 30 seconds. That is incorporating ease and flow into your day. It's not necessarily like putting it on the schedule, because then that's just a scheduled container that you've given yourself. You're still not really allowing yourself time to ease into something or to flow into something. It's still scheduled on the calendar, which is still you putting it in a little container. So just trying to feel in during the day to, when does this feel good? When does this not feel good? And just going with the flow. That is exactly why podcast episodes haven't happened for the last 4 weeks because whenever I decided I was going to do them, I felt like I was forcing something that wasn't ready. And that is the absolute opposite of what I try to talk to you about here. If something does not feel good, I'm not going to force it to happen because it's not going to be authentic. It's going to be scripted and it's not going to be real and raw. So allowing myself that grace to just flow with what did feel good and not force what I feel like I should be doing, that was me giving myself grace to flow and to move with ease through my weeks and through my days. And every once in a while, something would come up of, oh, maybe I should talk about that on the podcast. And then it just wouldn't line up. So I just trusted that it just was not meant to be. And I am so jazzed and excited to just vibe with you here today because this feels good. And this was something that I was just ready to talk about and it felt good. So this is me moving with ease and flow of like pausing my meal prep and just hopping on here because it felt good to record this podcast episode today. And then I'll move into doing whatever Halloween celebrations I feel like incorporating in through this part of the day. I probably will start prepping for my dinner because the kitchen witchery aspect is super important to me and super lights me up. And no, I probably won't change my outfit. I'll probably just stay super cozy and comfy because that's what feels good. And maybe I'll do a bit of an elaborate circle later where I will do like a full opening of the circle and maybe I will set up an altar that represents honoring my ancestors and the deathing phase that I feel like I've been moving through before coming into the new. Or if that doesn't feel good, maybe I will just sit in silence and honor the ancestors just in a moment of silence, if that's what flows. Because I'm really not about forcing things to go or look a certain way anymore. It's more so just about moving with ease and flow and allowing it to happen. So that's what I mean by not scheduling it in, not forcing it, just really allowing yourself to have an idea, but then being open to flowing with that idea and letting it happen how it's meant to be. So I hope that this episode gave you some little nuggets of information or that you just enjoyed spending this time with me today. I really, really hope that you have a fantastic Halloween, Samhain, or All Hallows Day. Whatever it is that you want to call it. Sorry, All Hallows Eve. Tomorrow would be All Hallows Day. Whatever it is that you want to call it, whatever it is that you celebrate, or even if you don't celebrate at all, I hope that you have a fantastic week, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. So much love to you. Talk to you next time.